You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back here for the Week 14 edition of Mason's Mailbag, I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here at the UC Health Training Center. Let's get started with a question about a guy who started his first regular season game last week, Connor McGovern. How do you feel Connor McGovern did in his first NFL start? That question from Steve Green. All things considered, I thought he did very well. You know, occasionally he was matching up against Ndamukong Suh of the Dolphins, so that's a stiff challenge for any player, let alone a guy who's making his first career start. One of the things that he did, I liked the way that he got out in front and made some plays in the run game. If you go to the third offensive play of the game, does a nice job moving over from the right side to the left side, making a key block to spring C.J. Anderson for an 8-yard run. I know that block was actually pointed out by Fox's Dick Stockton on the broadcast. It was something that jumped out to me right away as well when I was watching it in real time in the press box. And that's the sort of work that you want to see. I think, you know, as things have not gone well for the team as a whole, you've seen some spark from the offensive line and some better cohesion at times over the last few weeks. Certainly a good opportunity for him last week in Miami. And if the Broncos need him on Sunday because of Ron Leary's back injury, I think he can build off that against another pretty good defensive front on the interior that the Jets bring to Denver. Next question, this one from Daniel Leva. I really want to know what happened to D'Angelo Henderson. I know with us having a solid running back core, he was going to get very minimal touches, but I haven't really seen him at all this year. Why is that the case? Well, you mentioned the solid running back core that the Broncos have. C.J. Anderson, Devontae Booker, and Jamaal Charles. And those three guys have been fairly healthy. Once Devontae Booker got back in the lineup after the injury that he had suffered late in OTAs that kept him out right on through the first few weeks of the regular season. That has limited D'Angelo Henderson's opportunities. And as long as those guys are healthy, it's going to be tough for D'Angelo Henderson to break in there. Devontae Booker, his per carry average doesn't match up quite to what Charles and Anderson have. It's the 3.5, but he's a key contributor in the passing game. He had a touchdown wiped off the board against the Raiders a couple of weeks ago, but certainly he's shown some spark in recent weeks. So it's not something that D'Angelo Henderson isn't doing. It's that the guys in front of him are bringing something to the table. You know, you want to see him develop, but it's a numbers game right now for D'Angelo Henderson. And with those three running backs healthy since the end of September, there just haven't been opportunities. That's all it is for D'Angelo Henderson. But it doesn't mean that Henderson does not factor into the future for the Broncos at running back. Thanks for the questions. And if you want to join us next week, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter, @MattMaceDenver. Use the hashtag AskMace. Also listen to myself, Ryan Edwards, and Steve Atwater every weekday on 1st and 10 at 10 on Orange and Blue 760. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.